Okay, so I want to talk about Rav and Rava. Focus on Rava first. And then the issue of Shibur Sechavis Machutz, which is the issue of the Baal HaMar, and then that will deal with afterwards. But right now, just add some Machlekes Rav and Rava. So the Gemara says the Machlekes Rav and Rava. Yeah, that's the passage, that's the Rashi's Machlekes Rav and Rava. I mentioned the other day, it's really Shalom Shaftav and the Gemara. Is it Machlekes Rav and Rava or Machlekes Rav and the Stam of the Gemara? Shalom, who's saying Velohi? Rashi learns that Velohi is Rava talking. Rav says that Vilu not Tal, Velohi, but Rav is wrong. Could be another Shalom, we'll see later in the Shiva Sarashba that just how to punctuate the Gemara, that Velikim on the Rav is Rava, that Rava agrees to Rav, that it's Afilu not Tal, and the Stam of the Gemara says Velohi. So it's Machlekes Rav and Rava against the Stam of the Gemara. Linyan Eno, it doesn't matter, we'll call it Rav and Rava, that's a Rashi learns. That's our most Mefarshim assume. So we have the Machlekes here between Rav and Rava. Is there kimli b'ravne even if the chavetz is ben? Rav says it's kimli b'ravne even if the chavetz is ben. And Rav says no, if the chavetz is ben, you have to give it back. Kimli b'ravne is only in the tashlumin. So we're in the Gemara that the yisoid of machlekes is that Rav holds since a ganav is chayv and oimsin, it must be that the ganav is kind of the chavetz. The fact that he's kind of Einstein implies that he's kind of the chayfus. He has to give it back. Well, an ordinary ganav has to give it back. Yishlei domim, an ordinary ganav has to give it back. That's, and Rashi calls that a chiyuv tashlumin. Kimlei v'drahamnei patus from tashlumin. So therefore, even if the chavis ben, you patus from tashlumin. The Rava says that no, the fact that the ganav is chayv and Einstein is not a raya that he's kind of the gnevel, that he's kind of the chayfus. Could be that he's only kind of the chayfus le'inyan einsin. Shloshen agamar le'inyan einsin is kind of the chayfus. Midi dahavei ashoil. Shoil is also chayv and einsin. But le'ukme b'shusay, meaning to be his mamish, that he's not kind. And therefore the hashovas hagneva in Rashi's language is a hashovas, not a tashlumin. Kimud rabinei covers hashovas and covers tashlumin. Kimli Rabbani doesn't patter from Hashem. Patter is only from Teshlum. That's not like it's been Rabbani. Right? That should sound familiar. Right? So, first of all, there's a lot of layers here. Dover Rishon, it's Mavur here in the Gemara, that in order to have a Chiyuv Einsin, there has to be some kind of kinyan in the Chayfas. According to Rabbani, it's a kinyan Lagamri. According to Rabbani, he's kind of the Inyan Einsin. But without a kinyan in the chayfetz, you can't have a chiyuv einsin. So just time to understand that. What does one thing have to do with the other? Why can't there be a chiyuv einsin and not be kinyan in the chayfetz at all? Just chayv and einsin. So apparently, you can't have a chiyuv for no reason. Every chiyuv has to have a reason. You have to have something that's mechayv you in the chiyuv. So you could have a chiyuv, for example, that comes from. You're a shomer and you're negligent. Vishay avada, but even not a vishay, even zelu baveda. It's also a certain amount of rashlonis in the shmir. So since you were mekabel achrayas, and you were not, you didn't stick to, you were mekabel the shmir and you were negligent in the shmir. So that's mechayi. That we can understand, but that's not einsin. By einsin, you weren't negligent at all. Einsin is an act of God. So that's not. Can't say that you're mischayev just because you were just from the Kabbalah Sechayas or just from the negligence in the Shmira. So what other way could you be chayev for Einsin? How else could you be chayev for Einsin? So the Gemara understands that al korchoch it must be that the chayev here is that you're kind of the chayfetz. And that's another kind of thing. If you're kind of chayfetz, you can be chayv to pay for the chayfetz. So if you're kind of the chayfetz, so then we can understand that you're chayv tashlumin. It's not so much you're chayv tashlumin for the bolt of lightning that struck it. Since you're kind of the chayfetz, you're chayv tashlumin because that's the demay chayfetz. And now the chayfetz itself is not here to give back. So you're kind of the chayfetz. You have to pay for it. And let's say in an extreme case, you have to pay for the chayfetz. And you can't because it's gone. So that's your tough luck. That you can't use that to pay for the chayfetz. You were claiming the chayfetz, you have to pay for it. So that's the bedrock understanding of it. So that in order to have a chiyuv einzin, since you didn't do anything wrong in causing the einus just happened, totally out of your control. So therefore, it doesn't make sense that you should be chayiv unless we say that you have some kind of kinyan in the chayivitz, and then you're paying for the chayivitz. Not paying for the einus, you're paying for the chayivitz. That's the backdrop to the machlokes. So Rav says, take it all the way. The way it works is that a ganav is kind of the chayivitz legame. Therefore, he has to pay for the chayivitz. Of course, if the chayivitz is banned, he pays for the chayivitz with the chayivitz. If the chayivitz is not here, he has to pay for it in some other way. But he's paying for the chayivitz itself because he's kind of the chayivitz. So that's how Rav got. And the fact that there's a chiyuv einzin, you see the ganav is kind of the chayivitz. And Rava says, that's not muchuch. The kinyan is not a kinyan. Yes, there has to be a kinyan over here. It's moving the Lashon Gemara. It is a ukmir chamonim, but she'll say there is a kinyan. But the kinyan is not kinyan. What's Lashon Gemara? Ki ukmir chamonim, but she'll say leinyan einsin. Avon leinyan mikna, but she'll say the marayu kaimi. The Torah is maimon and his reshus leinyan einsin. But it's not a kinyan. It's not a kinyan gomer at least. The ma'is the chayfa doesn't belong to him. Rashi calls it to be kodim. He's kind of leinyan einsin. Lashon Rashi I think is. The Torah was would put it in his rishus. But the chayfetz itself is still pikadon by him. And then later on, Rashi says, "Ukminu rachmanu b'shusay l'shlumei im nenas." So the Torah was shlumi imnenas. The Torah put it in his rishus that he has to pay for it imnenas. But meanwhile it's a pikadon. So it's not so clear what this getter is exactly. What does this mean? The Torah put in his rishus leinyan einsin imnenas leinyan. Well, I think we have to punctuate it. Ukmina rechmaner b'shusay l'shlumi imnenas. He has a kinyan in it that he has to pay if it's nenas, but he doesn't have a kinyan in it l'shadvar. It's a pikadon actually. So what is that exactly? What does it mean that he's a Kenyan im nenas? So I guess you could learn shat. And it means it's like, you know, like Gemara says in Amachid, you know, if it'll be nenas, then the Torah is machpitim. But you could learn maybe that's where you put a simple shot. Right now it's not yours. You have to give it back. It's because if it'll be nenas, you'll be kind of it. And then you'll have to pay. Maybe you could learn like that. There's a tesis, very interesting tesis in Avodah Zarah, of Ayin Aleph and Beis. The bottom tesis in Ayin Aleph and Beis. Tesis says that the Gemara over there talks about having machlokes Gemara. What does a goy have kinyan mishikah midiraisa? Which kinyan midiraisa? Which kinyan midirabon? Machlokes are there to both by Yisrael and by Anochi. Akapanim, there's a debate over there. Machlokes Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, does Anochi have kinyan mashiach? So likewise, machlokes by Yisrael if mashiach is deraisa derabon. Akapanim, does Anochi have kinyan mashiach? So Mo wants to bring a raya that it must be that a goy has kinyan mashiach from the fact that a goy is chayiv misa gneva. So Mo says, how could you have a chayiv gneva if you don't have a kinyan? That's the Gemara. It's not an interesting Gemara. Without a ma'isa kinyan, without a valid ma'isa kinyan, you can't have a chiyuv gneiva. Where's the right? I don't remember anymore. Where's the right? But that's what the wants to be in the right. It must be that a guy has a kinyan mishicha because otherwise he wouldn't be able to have a chiyuv misa on the gneiva. So Taisus asks from Agamar. In fact, Taisus says in Agamar, Rava holds. So we all like Rava. That Rava holds that. That that a ganav is not kind of the gneiva legamri, is only kind of inyan einsin. So just like by Yisrael, what's his gneiva? What is he chayiv? What is the chiyuv of a Yisrael on gneiva einsin? Chiyuv einsin. So just like by Yisrael, we say he's not kind of legamri. He's only kind of inyan einsin. So maybe a nochi also he's not. Mashiach doesn't work. There should be kind of things legamri. It works that he's kind of the gneiva inyan misa. Tosfos, they're not in the Gemara right now, but just have Tosfos understood that Gemara. Tosfos wants to make an analogy. Just like it says in Agamara that according to Rava, a ganav is not kind of the chayfus lagamri; he's only kind of linyan einsin, peel einsin. So maybe by nochri, maybe he doesn't really have kinyan meshicha be'alma. He's not kind of chayfus with kinyan meshicha, but by gneiva he's kind of linyan echiv nisa. If we understand that the pshat in being kind of linyan einsin means that when it's nenas he's kind of, you know, right, like a second before the einus, right, simultaneously with the einus he's kind of the game, he's kind of the gneiva with the pasha to kinyan. That's what the Gemara is saying. When the chayfus will be nenas, then it'll be kind of legame. So what does Tosfos want? The point of the Gemara is that a nochi doesn't have kinyan mashiach. What's going to help? First of all, I don't know what would it even mean. Likashayumas will be kind of legame legame. That altogether, I don't see how that exactly. Maybe lemafreya. When we want to be mamusim, we'll be kind of maybe lemafreya. But anyway, even if we could figure that out, but altogether makes no sense. The point of the Gemara is that if a nochi doesn't have kinyan mashiach, they don't have kinyan mashiach. So what does Tosfos want? He should have kinyan mashiach l'inyan gneiva. It's not inyan gneiva, and he compares it to Agamara. It's not that there's a kinyan that only works for when it'll be nenas, there'll be a kinyan. So, but a guy doesn't have kinyan mashiach. So what's Tosfos' kasha? So you see from that Tosfos understood in Agamara that a kinyan l'inyan doesn't mean when it will be nenas or if it'll be nenas, he's kinyan. It means that a ganav is kinyan l'miktsas. He's kinyan l'inyan. He has enough of a kinyan. He doesn't have enough of a kinyan if it belongs to him, it's still begotten. But he has enough of a kinyan to be chayav an einsin. That's what it means, he's kind of linyan einsin. It's like you have a kinyan l'peiros. You have a kinyan for certain things. He has a kinyan l'inyan einsin. He's kind of the chayfetz l'inyan enough that he could be chayav an einsin. It's a kinyan l'mitzas. It's not a kinyan gomer. It's not enough kinyan that he could keep it. It's not enough kinyan that he could do whatever he wants with it. Like Rashi says, he can't just say, well, I'll give you money instead. I'll just pocket it. No, that much is not kind of the chayfus. He's kind of the chayfus le'inyan einsim. Tosfos entertains maybe such a thing. He should be kind of the neighbor, le'inyan misa. It's called that he had a kinyan in the chayfus. Le'inyan misa, it's called that he had that much kinyan he had. He had enough kinyan to mechayat him in the einsim. Yeah, very fascinating Tosfos. Rashi is most of an interesting thing also, which does not say in the Gemara. Rashi has an extra word over here. He says that how come the Gemara says midi davi ashoil? Rava says a guy of his kind of chayfetz. Well, you know, he said midi davi ashoil. Ashoil after all, it's only a pikodim, not pikodim of gabe. And he's kind of chayfetz, but he's still kind of chayfetz. You know, so midi davi ashoil. That's how it works by a guy of also. So Rashi adds a knesh. He says because a shoyel, why is he chayv an einsin more than why is he chayv more than other shayim? Kolan ashalai, and that was also kolan ashalai. The nigdim has nothing. All the benefits for the guy. Not immediately obvious why Rashi needs that. Like man, because a chosse. A guy of his chayv an einsin. Rashi earlier brings a pasuk to the guy. The guy of his chayv an einsin. Hashem accuser. No, not Hashem accuser. What's the pasuk? From Shlichus Yad, in Lashon Kiyodim, Lech Israel, Rashi brings the Hakosu that the God of his Chayv and Einsin. So what's lacking over here? The God of his Chayv and Einsin. What's the mechanism? How every Chayv Einsin needs to have a kinyan. You might explain. We didn't have a shoyl. It's the same mechanism as a shoyl. A shoyl is not kind of the chayfus legamri. He's just kind of linyan einsin. So a God of that kind of the chayfus legamri is kind of linyan einsin. Doesn't have to be for the same reason. A shoyl, the reason why the Torah was mechayv and einsin more than ashaimrim. Like, why does he have more chiyuvim than other shayman? Why does a ganav have more chiyuvim than shayman? Because he's a shvender. Because he's a ganav. He's a bad guy. So he has more chiyuvim. Like, well, why does that need explaining? Rashi has an extra thing here. A shayil has a chiyuv einsin v'chayil v'chalan ashalai. So a ganav also is called chayil v'chalan ashalai. Why does Rashi need that? L'chayil, what the Gemara needs to explain is how could you have a chiyuv einsin without a kinyan? So Rav says, you can't. If you have a chiyuv einsin, you must have a kinyan. So Rava says, no, me did have a shoyl. I'll show you an analogy that there's a case where you have a chiyuv einsin without a kinyan. Namely, you see by shoyl. So you see the idea. You can have a chiyuv einsin without a kinyan, or at least without a kinyan gomer, only a kinyan linyan einsin. But it doesn't have to be for the same reason. A shoyl, the Torah is mechayiv min einsin because the hoyl the chalan ashalai. That's why he's more chamer than other shoyl. He's not totally doing a favor. People are doing a favor. The Torah wasn't mechayiv min einsin. A shoyl has a faket. The favor is the other way around. So he's not chayiv in the. So the Torah is mechayiv him more. I don't need that by a ganav. I have to come out to kol anoshaloi. The Torah is mechayiv a ganav because he's a ganav. Rashi somehow felt the need to add an extra explanation that a shol is chayiv hoyel v'chol anoshaloi, and that's why a ganav is chayiv an oinsin as well because he's also called hoyel v'chol anoshaloi. Yeah, but that's what the Gemara. The Gemara says, the Gemara talks about why the Torah is machmer by a shoyl more than another shoyl. So I would have said, that's just the explanation, like a haim of the Torah. Why is the Torah more machmer in a shoyl more than another shoyl? Might be again determining amol. Who has chiyuv yesh? Who's a shoyl? Who's not a shoyl? But the basic idea, the Gemara is just explaining, you know, what makes somebody a. Why the Torah is machmer in a shoyl? Shem Asach, the Torah doesn't spell out. So, you know, why the Torah is machmer in a shoyl more than another shoyl? You're right, though. It's Mashman Rashi that Rashi understood that the Hoyel v'chol anoshaloi, it's more than just the time of the Torah. Something about explaining how he's able to be chayiv in, how he's able to be chayiv in, how he's able to be chayiv in, you know, in Oinus. You want to say something?
Yeah. So, I guess the question is, sorry, I just forgot what
it
was.
Okay,
the guy owns those stones. For Shoah, it's not like there's any spar behind it. Even if you explain Kodesh Shalom, it still doesn't make any sense. It doesn't. There's no reason that something happened that was totally beyond his control that it should be high. So automatically you see that the Torah is saying, because he has Kodesh Shalom, not he's any more blame.
Yeah, but why don't you need a reason? Here the Torah says Beferish kind of his kind of
But you need a reason because the reason showing that somebody who has Kodesh Shalom has basically accepted upon themselves now that they're going to give back the item no matter what.
Yeah, but here the Tosfos Beferish. The Tosfos Beferish actually brings the Tosfos Beferish. You kind of is chayav
mention. Like
we said,
the Gemara
gave a svar. Why the Gemara gives a svar? So I don't know why the Gemara brings a svar, but I don't even. But whatever, I don't remember the sugya. Why the Gemara needs to bring a svar? Kol anoshaloi. Maybe somebody remembers. But whatever it is, whatever the reason why the Torah why the Gemara feels the need to explain why a shayol is kol anoshaloi, I don't need it over here. I just want to let me finish this book because there's a lot of ground I want to cover today and not so much time. I think what's mukach in Rashi is that Rashi held that without the kol anoshaloi we wouldn't understand the kinyan. There's a whole point, the whole idea of the Gemara is that a shoyl is kind of the chayv but not legami. He's kind of the chayv as linyan einsin. Who are they over here? The ganav is kind of the chayv as linyan einsin. So I think what bothered Rashi is we're explaining why do you need a kinyan in order to have a chiyuv einsin? Because every chiyuv has to come from somewhere. You can't have a chiyuv for no reason at all. So the chiyuv must be because you were kind of the chayfetz, so you have to pay for the chayfetz. So it bothered Rashi. What does it mean that you're kind of the chayfetz only for you're kind of the chayfetz and therefore you have to pay for the chayfetz? If you're only kind of the chayfetz for bad things, I mean, let me put this up. What would it even mean to say you have to pay for the chayfetz? Because you were kind of the chayfas, l'inyan having to pay for the chayfas. So therefore, since you're kind of the chayfas, l'inyan having to pay for the chayfas, so you have to pay for that. It doesn't make any sense. Again, it's all based on the same predicate. You see in the Gemara that you can't have stam chiyuv einsin. The chiyuv einsin has to be either because you did something wrong, so that doesn't make sense by einsin. That would be by bishvak shiur or by gneva avedo. So al kocha, the chiyuv einsin has to be because you're kind of the chayfas, so you're really paying for the chayfas. And the idea of an einsin is, like the Gemara says, that the hefset is his. He has to pay for the chayfetz. So now if it's nenas, tough luck. You still have to pay for the chayfetz. That's the idea. That if it's nenas on his cheshbon. Because he has to pay for the chayfetz anyway. So now with nenas, tough luck. It's his problem. So that means, first you have to pay for the chayfetz. Because you have to pay for the chayfetz, since you've claimed the chayfetz, therefore you have to pay for the chayfetz. So therefore the chayfetz is nenas, tough luck, that's your problem. That's the way the cheshbon goes. So we have to understand. So now, if he's kind of legamri, he understands. So he has to pay for being kind of legamri. But here, he's not been kind of legamri. So then, what has he been kind of for? He's only been kind of linyan einsin. He's kind of linyan einsin. So what does that mean? He's kind of linyan that if it's nenas, he has to pay for it, and therefore he has to pay for the chayfetz in exchange for having been kind of the chayfetz linyan that he has to pay for the chayfetz. Doesn't make any sense. So therefore, Rashi has to add, no, there's a certain kinyan that you get that since it's kol anoshaloi, so it makes sense to say that you have to pay that you're kind of the chayfetz. Your kinyan only gives you a chiyuv einsin. You don't get anything else out of the kinyan. But the kinyan is for the fact that it's called, but yet what you're koined, and therefore you're chayiv to pay, because it's kol anoshaloi. Actually, you are, since it's kol anoshaloi, so therefore you have to pay it seems you have a kinyan, and the kinyan has value because it's kolon ashalot. So therefore you have to pay for the kinyan. Now, the kinyan is limited because you can't say, I'm going to keep it. You can't do that's what Rava says. It's really not yours. It still belongs to him. It's a partial kinyan. And therefore, the kinyan doesn't affect everything. It's a partial kinyan. But you have enough partial kinyan that now it's considered to be yours, the inyan, that if it's nanas, it was nanas to you. But what are you paying for? He's saying the chiyav achrayis is an exchange for something. The chiyav achrayis is an exchange for the fact that it's kol anos shaloi. So since you got something out of this exchange, you got that it was kol anos shaloi, so therefore it makes sense to say that you have to pay for your kinyan in the chayitz. Of course, the kinyan itself doesn't give you a total bialus. It gives you it's just an inyan. I think I'll derech that. I'm not 100% satisfied, because at the end of why didn't Rashi say that, well, why didn't the Gemara say, for that matter, that he's kinyan l'chayfetz l'inyan that he's allowed to be netted from the chayfetz? Like, say it like that. He has a kinyan l'chayfetz allowed to be netted from the chayfetz. Ki ukmi rachmona v'shusli l'inyan is allowed to be netted from the chayfetz. And maybe he's chayv and oinsen. I think that wouldn't explain why, if it's nanas, it's nanas to him. Why is it his hefzer? If he's kind of the chayfus, only the inyan that he has a shtamshus in the chayfus. So then I would understand, if it's nanas, he loses the shtamshus. But why does he have to pay the bialim? He has to have some kind of kinyan in the gufa chayfus. The kinyan in the gufa chayfus is the inyan achil einsin. Whatever that means. Inyan achil einsin has a kinyan in the gufa chayfus. But the reason why he has to pay for it is because he must have some benefit from that kinyan, otherwise he wouldn't have to pay for it. The benefit that he has is called an ashalai.
Just to clarify, so if he's saying there's a kinyan at the time of Shiva, like a kinyan in the Shah, then you're always going to buy one on the
back. Well, it's not a kinyan in the Shah, it's a partial. At the time of the Mashiach, he's kainit, but he's kainit le'inyan, he's not kainit totally, he's kainit le'inyan achiv einsen. Like Tosis says.
Not that he's calling my fair one day when he's
right, I think that's why I see in Tosis in Eilat Zara. That it's not a kinyan l'mafreya. Because Tosfos compares it to a kinyan l'inyan misa. What would that mean? It means he has a kinyan, a mitzvah's kinyan. A kinyan l'inyan that he has a chiyav einsin. So my question was, so stop right there. He has a mitzvah's kinyan l'inyan einsin. What do you have to add to kol anos shaloi? Because if this kinyan would have no value to him, it wouldn't make sense to say that the kinyan is mechayiv him to pay. You have to pay for a kinyan if it has a value to you. This kinyan is totally one-sided. The only thing I have out of this kinyan is hefsid. So even if I have a kinyan, why do I have to pay for it? A kinyan from which the only thing I get is a hefsid, so that's it. For that I have to pay. So there must be that this kinyan has some kind of positive aspect. So the positive aspect of the kinyan is that it's kol anos shaloi. But the kinyan is more than just kol anos. The kinyan is not just leaning the hanok. Because then I would say, if it was nifsad, so we can't be nen anymore. But what does that do with the chiyav einsin? The kinyan is a kinyan gomor leinyan einsin. But what gives it positive value to him is the fact that it includes the fact that he's that kol anos shaloi. I want to go on because this is. I want to go down to other inyanim. Now, so bottom line, it seems to be in this gemara, pashup shach in the gemara, the pshutish shel mikra in this gemara, is that according to Rav, a ganav is kind of chayfus legamer. Every ganav is kind of chayfus 100%. Why do you have to give the chayfus back? Tashlumin. I said, Tashlumin, why do you have to give back the chayfetz? Give back, so pay him money. If I can just steal the chayfetz, and you pay the guy money. Avadi, if the chayfetz is man, you have to, it says, Ben, she's like, Zayla, Ashagozel, Kain, Shagozel, Avadi, you have to give back the chayfetz itself. If it's only Batoris Tashlumin, why do you have to give back the chayfetz itself?
Rashi says,
of course you have to give the chayfus back, but I'm asking why. According to Rav, you claim the chayfus legame, and you're only giving it back with Torah Tashlumin. Well, Shin Rashi is that according to Rav, you're giving the chayfus back with Torah Tashlumin. So why do you have to give the chayfus itself? Why not just pay him cash? Let me, it's a rhetorical question. It doesn't really. They're retired. So the Chori have to say that's part of the Tashlumin. That the Torah said that this Tashlumin has Gdorim. The Rashash is Medame to. The Rashash is Medame to Idis. Sometimes the Torah says Tashlumin has rules. So you buy a mazik, you have to pay b'idus. Cash, idus, zibur is also cash. But you have to pay Yiddish because that's the rule how the Tashlumin has to be. So the Torah said that a guy has to make Tashlumin, but if the Chayfetz is Be'en, the Tashlumin has to be with the Chayfetz itself. But nonetheless, it's B'Torah's Tashlumin, and it's not B'Torah's, to use Rashi's nomenclature, it's not B'Torah's Hashava, because it's really your Chayfetz. But you have to, it's B'Torah's Tashlumin. But this Tashlumin is limited, that it has certain rules to it, namely that you have to pay with the Chayfetz, with the Chayfetz itself. L'chora, that's the Shutashul Mikra. We're going to get bogged down. We're getting a little over. I mean, we need a balance. We're not balanced. So let me. So that's the chor pshutishul mikra in the Gemara. And Ashash learns that way. Chasam Seifer in the Tshuva in Choshen Mishra, Simen Kuflam and Beis, that's he understands the Gemara as well. And pshutishul mikra, according to Rav, you claim to the chayfas legam. And Rav says not. Rav says that it's a pikon. Rav says it's a pikon. It's only a hashava. Like hashava saveda. It's not yours. You have to do hashava. So the chayr is shver. The Chayyim asked from several Gemaras. First of all, this is more in Kiddushin Dachman Beis. Member of Rav Yochanan, evident of many places in Shas. Amar Rav Yochanan, Gozal, and Isachar Abaylam. Shnei Mem Yochanan Lakbisha. Zelafi Shaina Shaloi, Zelafi Shaina Bishusha. The Abaylam can't be Makdisha because the Ganem can't be Makdisha because not his. And the Bailam can't be Makdish it because it's not in their issues. Chora, according to Rav, why can't the Ganav be Makdish it? It is Shalai. According to Rav, the Ganav really owns the Chayfetz. He has to do Tashlumin, but the Mice of the Chayfetz belongs to him, so why can't he be Makdish it? So I think the Chasam Sofer says, I have to check inside. So I saw the Chasam Sofer secondhand, so I want to check this morning, and I didn't have time. But supposedly the Chasam Sofer said, "You have to take all these things secondhand. You always have to check." But maybe, but supposedly the Chasam Sofer says that in the Chinami, Rav is chaylik in the Bechir, and according to Rav, you could be makdish the Chayfetz. That's a Pella Rav. I don't know, it's hard to believe the Rav. That's what the Chasam Sofer writes. That's why we need to be double checked, because it's a Beferish Gemara. Gemara in Kiddushin, that's in Beis Amar Aleph. It says Beferish. The Rav said, one of the things Rav said that you can't be Makadish with Gezel. So the Gemara says that they went to Rav Yechon and they said, does Rav say you can't be Makadish with Gezel? So the Gemara asked back, what do you mean? Rav Yochanan also says you can't be Makadosh B'Gezel. Rav Yochanan said, Gozal v'nas Yashua b'ayim shtayim meim yochel matishim. Zelefi shayna shalai, zelefi shayna b'shusa. Says in that Gemara b'feirish, that Rav says, that Rav agrees to Rav Yochanan, that the Gozlin can't be Makdosh, can't be Makadosh Isha with the Gzela, can't be Makdosh the Gzela. So the Chorot says b'feirish, that Rav agrees with Rav Yochanan, Rav agrees to Rav Yochanan. So I was thinking, maybe that Gemara is not so sure. Maybe Rabbi Bisker Rav Yochanan that a Gazlan can't be Makdash Chayfus. What did Rav Yochanan say that when you have a Gozal and it's Yashua Bailam, so Shnei Men Yochanan Lakbisha. Zelefi Shaini Shalai, Zelefi Shaini Bishosa. That doesn't really say Beferish and Rav Yochanan, who's the Zeh and who's the Zeh. So, Pasha Pshat, of course, is that the Bailam is the one who's Zeh Bishosa and the Ganav is the one who's Zeh Shalai. But maybe, according to Rav, it's just the opposite. The Bailam is the one who's Zeh Shalai. And the Ganev is the one who's Zeinah B'Shusa. Because even if the Baalim owns the Chayfetz, according to Rav, the Baalim owns the Chayfetz. But since he has a Chiyav Ashova that he has to give the Chayfetz back to the Baalim of Teres Tashlumen, I mean, he has a Chiyav Tashlumen, better said. He has a Chiyav Tashlumen that he has to pay the Baalim back, and that's not a Chiyav Tashlumen. A Chiyav Tashlumen, the Torah was Miyachad that he has to pay the Baalim back this Chayfetz. That means he's Mechuyav to give this Chayfetz back to the Baalim. So it's still his. Rav says it's yours. You claim it Lagamre. But Kubi is not B'Shusa. Since you don't have a Shlita on the Chayfetz to do with it whatever you want, you have to give it back to the Bailam. So then, that's any B'Shusa. So Rav would agree that you can't be Makadish the Chayfetz, Makadish the Chayfetz, or Makadish Ishtu the Chayfetz. That's the any Shalai part, but that's the any B'Shusa part. It's reminiscent. We had in Eilam Naris, we had a similar story by Sharon Niskel. The Gemara says, Akasha, if you steal a Sharon Niskel from somebody had a Sharon Niskel and you stole it, so you're not. So the Gemara says you chayiv the Certainly, chayv dal behei if you shecht it. Machlekes in chayv dal behei al shkita sheni ruyu. But fundamentally, you have chiyuvig neva. So the Gemara says, how could you have chiyuvig neva? It's not not b'shus. It wasn't the Bibles. Forgot the lashon of the Gemara over there. Well, it's a shor niskel. It's not the Bible. So how do you have a chiyuv? There's a whole answer, complicated answer. It was a case of a dover garm l'mammon because of a carbon. A ganzer meisah. But so the chayim asked this machlekes shoyim. If a shor niskel is also about a mechayim or only lachem isa, Rashi shita is that a shor niskel is only also lachem isa. A chayim is not also bano. So what does the Gemara want? I stole a shor niskel. It still belongs to the Bible. It's not yet also bano. So why does the Gemara think there's a problem in chiyuv neiva? So that also is such an answer. Since the bayim's mechuyuv to give the chet to shor niskel to beis din to kill, so it may be his, but it's not b'shusa. So it lacks in begunim beis ish. He didn't steal it from the shusa bayim because it's not in the shusa of the bayim. A kapanim would say, "Elan Iris thing." This whole omud is an honorary Elan Iris omud. But then there's another gemara that they ask. There's many achayim ask. Rav said, "Omer Rav Karen Kain Shagolav." Rav said, "Remember that you pay Karen when you if the Gneva fluctuated in value, it was worth one thing with Shas Gneva, and it was worth a different value with the Shas Hamad Bedin. So the Karen you pay Kain Shagolav." So the Gemara says, "Hey Chidomi, what's the case? Did it go up in value, or we don't know when it went down in value? So let's say the case is that it went up in value." Says the Gemara, "If it went up in value, and Rav said you pay Karen Kain Shagonav, even though you broke it because you shechted. Remember, you shechted. It says Kefil Dal Beheik Shasam Adu Vinin. So it's a case where you shechted the animal. So it says you pay Karen Kain Shagonav. Fret the Gemara. How could you pay it? Why do you pay Karen Kain Shagonav? Lema Pligi Ad the Rabba." Are we going to say that Rav is Cholok on Rabba, who said that if you stole a chayfas that was worth one zuz, and then it went up in value and became worth four zuz, so if it broke by mimela, so you only pay one zuz, because the chivayinus is shasa gneva. But if you broke it by a dayim, you have to pay dalet zuz, because the shvir is mechayiv dalet zuz. So lema pleaded the Rabba, is Rav arguing on Rabba? Or it seems to take for granted the Rabba is not arguing on Rabba. So in a chanami, Rav is not talking about a case where it went up in value, he's talking about a case where it went down in value. So you pay Karen like the original dalet zuz, but kefil dalet beheis k'shasa mod lebedin. That's the minenu. That's the gemara. So it says in that gemara beferish lema pligi de Rav and Rav. The gemara says beloshon bitmiyot. So the gemara says that presumably that Rav holds like Rabba, that if you stole a chayfas that was worth one zuz, and now it's worth dalet zuzi, and you broke it, you have to pay Karen dalet zuzi, because the shvira is mechayev you. Why should the shvira be mechayev you? According to Rav, that the gneva belongs to you. The chayvitz belongs to you, and you only have to give it back. All you have is a chayv tashlumen. You have to give the if the chayvitz is ben, you have to give it back with teres tashlumen. But lemaisa is your chayvitz. So why in the world now it's worth dalet zuzi? So you broke it. Whose chayvitz did you break? You broke your own chayvitz. Why should you have to pay dalet zuzi? You only have to give the chayvitz back with teres tashlumen for the gneva. The gneva is only one zuz. The chayv tashlumen be'etzim is only one zuz. If the chayvitz is gone, you only pay one zuz. Chayvitz is here, so that the Torah is miyachad. You have to do the tashlumen from the chayvitz itself. You have to use the chayvitz itself for the tashlumen. But the chayv tashlumen is basically one zuz. So what does the Gemara want? Lema pligi de Rabba de Rabba. Yeah, Rav is like a pligi de Rabba. Rav l'shitosa holds that a ganav is kind of the chayvitz the gamer. So if he breaks it, he's only the chayv one zuz. So we call this kasha. Many achrayim say. Rishmul brings a whole arichus in here. Let's tell you, it's a panavisha, and Chanan says that many achrayim say that really Rav just means that if it was not for the chiyuv hashavah, you'd be kind of the chayfetz lagame. But now that there's a chiyuv hashavah, the chiyuv hashavah is ma'akev that the ganav is not kind of the chayfetz. Rabdus means bimukim, when you have really the kind of what works like this, really the kind of should be kind of the all the problems I know. And they also knew. We'll see how they navigate everything. We'll see what to what. We're just starting off. But he said, like, what Rav is really saying is that it starts that the God of his kind of l'chefes l'gamri. But the Torah says, or should be kind of l'chefes, I put that way, he should be kind of l'chefes l'gamri. But there's something standing in the way, namely, he has a chiv hashav. The chiv hashav is meineya d'ashav es l'chefes. Excuse me. The chiyuv hashav is meineya the kinyan. If the chiyuv hashav goes away, because it's kibbutz d'rabbanan, then you kind of the chayfetz l'gamri. That's what Rav means. Rav means you're allowed to keep the chayfetz because really you should be the chayfetz should be yours. The only thing that's stopping the chayfetz from being yours is the chiyuv hashav. And that you have kibbutz d'rabbanan, the chayfetz becomes yours, and therefore not only you're allowed to keep it. This needs a hezba, because at the end of the day, if at the end of the day, if you were really never actually kind of the chayfas, so it's really it's a chiyuv hashava, not a chiyuv tashlumin. The way Rashi mashmir the Gemara, I mean, I don't know if we have to be the way Rashi mashmir the Gemara. The whole point of the Gemara is kimle b'drabim patas from tashlumin, doesn't patas from hashava. Mashlefi rova, it's a pikodin eslay. So you have to give it back because Kimli Rabbani doesn't take off Chiyuvei Hashavah. The way these Achayim are being Masbir, but many Achayim say, the way Rav Chanan is being Masbir, you're not really kind of the Chayfis at all. You would be kind of the Chayfis. It's, well, it's like the Kugel. You would be kind of the Chayfis if it wasn't for the Chiyuvei Hashavah. So now, bottom line, is this Chiyuvei Chiyuvei Tashlumin or Chiyuvei Hashavah? If we'll define, tashlum means money that comes out of your pocket. Hashava means you're giving back the bialim, that which belongs to the bialim. It would be yours if it wasn't for the chiyuv hashava, but now there's a chiyuv hashava, it's not yours, it's the bialim. So what are you doing? You're doing hashava. So why is there, so why isn't the kimle d'rabbanan? And to put it differently, why is it any different than Rava? Rava holds that there's not even a hypothetical kinyan. It's just a pikadim. So, and hashava is pikadim, there's no kimle d'rabbanan. So what's it, so when Rav also, so yeah, according to Rav, theoretically, if not for the Hashava, you would be kind of the Chayfetz. But now there's a Chiyuv Hashava, and you're not kind of the Chayfetz, so bottom line, it's a Pikadon, and you're doing Hashava. So what's the difference between Rav and Rava? So there's a few ways to navigate this. I don't know anymore who says what, but we could say two things. The Etzim could say two things. First of all, we could say, there's a choice. The Ksais in Shin Nun Aleph Gimel says Chiddush Din. He says even according to Rava, which is the way we pass him, that you do have to give the chayfetz back because Kimli Ravine doesn't pass it from Hashavas that Pikodim. Says the Ksais still, you don't have to go looking for the Bible. Because ordinarily a guy has a chiyuv, not only can the Bible come and take the name away from him. But if the Bayan's not around, he has a chiyuv to go find the Bayan because it's a mitzvah satar, Beishav is exactly. But so he says that even Rav agrees Kimli Ravine takes off. What Kimli Ravine doesn't take off is Mimoni Gavach. At the end of the day, it's the Bayan's money, they have a life, they can take it from me. But the mitzvah, the positive mitzvah, the chiyuv, to go give it back to the Bayan, that's mutal on the Ganav, so it says that Kimli Ravine takes off, even according to Rav. The Ksais told in Rava, we're busy now, right now with the Rav. But Laman that we did by Ksais, that the Ksais at least understood that even in Hashava, there could be Kimle B'Drabine. When the Gemara says that there's no Kimle B'Drabine in Hashava Spikodin, it means there's no Kimle B'Drabine in the Mamoni Gavach. But on Chiyuve Hashava, there is Kimle B'Drabine. So in Rava, the Nafgamina is, the Baalim can take it from me, but I don't have to go running after because there's a Mamoni Gavach, but I don't have a positive Chiyuv HaShavah to go give it to. So that's a minor technical difference. But in a Rav, it's fundamental. It becomes fundamental. Because now in a Rav, we say like this. Really, it should be my chayfetz. What's stopping it from being my chayfetz? Not the Mamoni Gabach. It's not Mamoni Gabach. I really should be claiming it. What's stopping it from being my chayfetz is the positive chi of Hashavah. No, on the positive chi of Hashavah, there's talk accumulated Rabbinate. And therefore, there is no positive chi of Hashavah, and it becomes my chayfetz. So to put it simply, what we could say, using this source, we could say pshat over here in the Gemara. If you want to follow, you know, this line of Lechayim, we could say that la'olam kimle v'ramne takes off not only tashlumin, it takes off chiyuvei hashava. Even the Rashi doesn't take off chiyuvei hashava, and you have to know if Lashon Rashi could really save us. But I guess not the end of the world. So I saw Rashi. We'll say that kimle v'ramne it takes off not only tashlumin, it takes off mitzvahs hashava to. Or the hashava that's kind of tashlumadik, the hashava, the din hashava that's mechayev me to go find the bialim and give it to him, that kimle rabbeinu takes off. What it doesn't take off is the mamoni gavoch. So may let's talk the cholok rabbeinu rova. Rav holds that every ganav really should be kind of the chayfetz. And that's what Rashi says, every ganav should be kind of the chayfetz. So when he gives the chayfetz back, that's because of this. There's a mitzvah, what Rashi calls a mitzvah tashlumen. It's not really tashlumen, in our language now, in this lachmanis language, it's a kind of hashava, but it's the chi of hashava. It's not the money of it's the chi of hashava. So in Rashi's language, we'll call that tashlumen. So that's what prevents me from being claiming the chayfetz. And that is kimle d'rabbeinu. So therefore, according to Rabbi, you can keep the chayfetz. Now, shaking according to Rava, there's never a half a minute should be claiming the chayfetz. The chayfetz is possible to be cotton by you. The issue is that if you call him by you, that the Bialim should come and take it, or do you have a positive mitzvah to go running after the Bialim? So Kim the Rabbani will take off the positive mitzvah to run after the Bialim. But it remains that because of him, that's my money box, so the Bialim can take it. That'll be machlokes, and this, following this mahalak, that'll be here the machlokes between Rav and Rav. Yeah, in the Lashon of Rashi L'maisa, this mahalak is very hard to read in, because it comes out that the whole machlokes, if you read Rashi, it sounds like the machlokes is bepoil. According to Rav, he's kind of the chayfetz, and according to Rabbi, he's not kind of the chayfetz. It's pikadon by a regular ganav, by a yeshli dom. The way Rav Chanan is learning, and his other chayim are learning, it comes out that bepoil by a regular ganav, by a ganav yeshli dom, and a regular ganav, everybody agrees that it's a pikadon. The machlekes is why is it a pikadon, or the machlekes is what happens by kimelev d'rabbanan. According to Rav, it doesn't make a difference. It's still only a pikadon by him. Because it never had any potential to be anything but a pikadon. So mele, there's still a mimani gabach. Vashenkin, according to Rav, there's a potential for the ganav to be kind of legamrit. The only thing that keeps that from happening is the chiyuv tashlumin shabai. Meaning the chiyuv hashava, but the tashlumadik aspect of the hashava. The chiyuv to give the chayfetz back. No, it's a mitzvah hashava. Maybe I'm using the wrong language because it's confusing. Maybe you said it. We'll call it a positive mitzvah hashava, or call it, before I call it the tashlumen aspect of the hashava, call it positive mitzvah hashava. Take your pick. But the point is, according to Rava, the way we paskin, a ganav has no potential even to be kind of the chayfetz. It was never anything more than a pikadon. So it's a pikadon with a positive mitzvah hashava. Kimlu rabbin it takes off the positive mitzvah hashava, but it remains a pikadon. So therefore, there's no kimlu rabbin it. You have to get the bayim to take it back. You don't have to run after him since it's choice, but the bayim could take it back. But according to Rav, every ganav really is in potential kind of the chayfetz. The only thing that stops him from being kind of the chayfetz is the positive mitzvah hashava that says you're not allowed to be kind of the chayfetz because on the contrary you have a mitzvah to give it back. That already kimle rabbeinu can take off. But that positive mitzvah to give it back. Well, the kimle rabbeinu takes off the positive mitzvah to give it back, then you're talking kind of the chayfetz. And therefore, by according to Rav, you're talking kind of the chayfetz with ganav. Yeah, the pashas and rashis are about it not the way, but that's this mahal. Could be we could even say the same word maybe even without the tzais. The tzais is a radical chiddush lahalacha. You don't have to run after him. You know, we have a chiv hashav. You don't have to run after him. It's only a memani gavoch. It's not really a positive mitzvah hashav. Maybe we could say even the same mahalach without even going so far as the tzais. We'll say like this. Let's say la'olam according to Rava, you do have to run after him because you have a mitzvah hashav. But we say like this. There's a difference between a mitzvah hashav and a pikadon that's not minei kinyan, and a mitzvah hashav whose purpose is to be minei you from being kind. According to Rava, it was never anything, even hypothetically, it was never anything more than a pikadon. So the mitzvah hashava is like hashava saveda. Hashava saveda is not mamonistic. It, so it has no, it doesn't have kimud rabbinic. I don't think kimud rabbinic will take off Hashavas Aveda. I mean, I don't know, Yishlodin found an Aveda and it was also Chaimis at the same, you chai, somebody was Chaimis at the same time. So it's the kimud rabbinic that is not Chaim and Hashavas Aveda. Very likely not. It's just a mitzvah. The mitzvah of the Alma, there's no kimud rabbinic in mitzvah of the Alma. Shaking according to Rabbah, the chi of Hashavah here is not just a mitzvah of the Alma. It's something which is Meinei Kinyonim. Something which is Meinei Kinyonim by definition is a Mamanistic Adin. And a Mamanistic Adin is Kimelei Rabbinim. It's the same effect as the Tzais, but without having to say maybe the Chiddush Din of the Tzais. Yeah, we're running out of time. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but we're not finished with this. To be continued.